Yeah, Wendy, I got text messages saying that you were real good in St. Petersburg in your sit down tour. Wendy Williams is on the phone. Good morning, Wendy.
How you doing?
How you doing? Hi, guys.
Good morning.
So this is how you're spending your summer break, huh?
Well, yeah, I'm doing this past weekend in St. Pete was the first leg. I got 12 more cities to go. I'm coming to
Milwaukee, St. Louis, Kansas City, Memphis, Dallas, Houston, Spartanburg, Durham, Baltimore, Louisville, Cleveland, Chicago. I don't see New York on here.
Get it down tight first, then you close.
You go home.
Yeah, the closest to New York I'm getting, Morristown, New Jersey. I'll be there on Saturday, September 12th. And, you know, I feel, even though people thought, like, I got a standing ovation stuff, Jay, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But there's always something. You're always more critical of yourself than anybody else. Two older people walked out in the middle of my set.
Did you see them leave? Did you see them leave?
No. No, okay, they were in the
welcome.
Dark.
I welcome you.
Comment.
Wendy, I welcome you to the club. And if you've made people leave,
you're doing something right.
True comedian. Yes. Yeah, you're doing something. We give you the golden mic. Yeah.
The golden mic.
What are you talking about in your sit down?
Well, first of all, I'm on stage for 1 hour. However, this past weekend in Tampa, St. Pete, I was on for 1 hour and 34 minutes. I have a lot to get off my chest. And what I talk about is stuff that I talk about, like if you came to my house at the kitchen table. My language is salty. My stories are real. And I try to tell my people ahead of time, if you're going to get tickets for this show, please don't expect Wendy doing Hot Topics. Please don't expect this side of Wendy. It's still the same Wendy, just raw.
What are the topics?
Sex. Kids.
Good.
Body parts.
Good, good.
I use the D word.
All good.
F word.
Mm-hmm. All good. It's getting good.
And I'm not wearing a pencil skirt or a wrap dress.
Good.
But you do come out, you sit down, you call it the sit-down tour. It's too real for stand-up. And you talk about your life, and you give your observations on other things, right?
Yeah, I do. And the only reason why it's called the sit-down tour is because the costumes that I wear, my heels are just too high, and it's just better if I just sit down so I don't fall down.
Yeah. You can do 1 hour 34 on those heels?
Just sit down.
I can't do it. I can't do a stand-up. So I sit, but I travel with a full set.
Yeah.
Tom, you know Yolanda. Yolanda is my set organizer and designer.
Do I love Yolanda Starks? I'm sitting here today because of Yolanda Starks. She introduced me to Tom. Yes, she's great.
Yeah, that's a good woman. I also travel with a hype man and a DJ, both who work with me here at the talk show, which I'm sitting outside right now waiting to go in. Everybody's fanning themselves. It's going to be 100 degrees here in New York.
Opening your show is our friend Roy Wood Jr.
Love him. Funny as hell.
Nice.
Love him.
Good for Roy. That is great.
When I saw you in Vegas, you were using Lunel as a writer. Are you still using Lunel, or have you added writers?
No. Lunel did not write. Lunel coached. I can't imagine using a writer. So I guess that's what makes me not
There's
a real comedian.
Yeah.
I can't
she
imagine
just
paying
put this here and put that there.
For somebody to write me one joke. No, I can't.
That's what makes you too real.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I just my stories are my authentic stories. And I couldn't imagine having somebody write me jokes. You know, for those of you who plan on coming out to see me, I'm not doing knock-knock jokes. I spend a little time on Hot Topics, but not very much.
Are you talking about Bill Cosby, Wendy?
Well, you know what? I mentioned him, but what more to say than guilty?
You know, moving on, huh?
Yeah.
But you know what, Wendy, what I loved about your show, I saw you in Detroit a couple of months ago, I guess it was, and you're a great storyteller. You really tell great stories, and it's your story.
Yeah, well, apparently It was too raw for those two old people who walked out.
Don't worry about them. They'll be fine. They'll be fine.
They'll be okay, and you'll be fine too.
Yeah.
And people can get the information at the WendyWilliamsTour.com, right?
Yes.
And they can get tickets there, so that'll be cool.
Because if you haven't made anybody left the room, you're not a real comedian, so welcome. Thank you.
To that fraternity slash sorority.
Thank you. Welcome.
Congratulations, Wendy. And folks, we're going to have an opportunity to see Wendy as you don't see her on her daytime talk show.
Wendy Williams, we love you.
Love you more.